What is happening with you, APs? An article came out in a foreign newspaper which stated scientists have determined where the place is which attracts the most UAPs, formerly UFOs. I thought it might be some exotic country like Tibet, but to my surprise not only was that not the country, their answer was even more specific. They not only picked the United States, but said it was the state of Maryland. Will wonders never cease? I am not sure which way they are considering this. It could be sightings by total population or just by the number of sightings. Strangely enough, the stats from the United States don't agree. California is first in total sightings. The hotspot for UAP sightings by population is said to be Lincoln County, Nevada. A UAP was sighted in Iran. It was not your usual high tiny object in the night sky. The sighting took place in May 2024 and was filmed by many different people. It was said to be extremely lit up with green light coming from it. It was also said to be low in the sky, giving a good view of what it was. Some of the witnesses claim their video was taken when the object moved down to street level. If this is true, it was incredible. Why would a UAP come down so low? The only reason I can think of is to be more easily seen by witnesses. There are those who claim there are no aliens involved in the UAPs which are flying all over our skies. They claim they are ours and we have had this technology for thousands of years. They base this on the ancient Indian writings which not only describe flying machines but go into great specifics about their engines and such, and claim a liquid mercury is made to swirl clockwise or counterclockwise depending on which way you want the craft to propel you. They also claim these craft are faster than light and do it without violating any natural laws which state the faster you go the more your mass increases, until to reach light speed you would need all the mass in the universe. These craft are said to be surrounded by a bubble and are said to use zero-point energy to power their craft, which is found in space, and the system used makes the mass of the craft less as it flies faster. Most scientists would agree this doesn't violate the law of physics. Whether it is a true fact we have been hiding this technology or not, I cannot say. All I can say, it is a fascinating idea. One crazy UAP sighting involved almost an entire football team. While the Las Vegas Raiders were flying to Miami, the team saw a UAP in the sky. This was admitted to by Max Crosby while he was on the Jim Rome show. I have always said the more eyes on a UAP, the more believable the sighting becomes. It seems very unusual for a particular senator to come out with some statement unless he believes it is not controversial. I am not going to name the senator because politics are not discussed on this site. I will say this: he has thrown everything behind getting UAP data which is being withheld from us released. This is one of the times I hope he is successful. We need to find out what is going on, even if it is not pleasant. One story seemed very strange to me. It goes this way: a scientist claimed others are working on some sort of handheld nuclear reactor to be used to attract extraterrestrials here. Does anyone think even if such an incredible device could be made, aliens would come flocking to it? Why would they? They are not homing pigeons. If such an idea were really true and this work was going on, there would have to be more to the story. Recently there has been talk again about small nuclear-powered batteries. Could there be some sort of a connection, or is the entire story just misinformation? I have to say I do not believe it is true, but I certainly could be wrong. I will go out on a limb here and say the entire idea seems stupid. Sometimes a UAP story really stirs the imagination. Such is the one about a UAP which was buried in the desert and is too big to move. What I like about this story is it is not the first one to be found this way. I remember years ago a UAP was said to have been found which was dated back to 50,000 years ago. It was said at the time the fuel source seemed to be rocks which had expended any energy they might have had. There are many people who believe UAPs have been coming here for so long they predate modern humans. What would have attracted them? For one thing, it seems our planet might be unusually beautiful. Another thing which might have attracted them was the huge diversity of life to study. Then there were the natural minerals. There are many reasons an alien race might have come here. One reason could have been to watch us develop and study us. Every once in a while, a story will come out about someone building a flying saucer. Usually, it will say some inventor is working on one or even an aerospace company, but this time it was said to be a group of scientists. The lab is working on a way to use nuclear physics as a way of creating anti-gravity. One story which made it into the news was someone who worked on the Apollo, was in charge of the photography department, was ordered to destroy some photos taken on the moon which showed ruins. I first wrote about this story many years ago when I found out about it. I said then and say now, he did all of us a public service, but he was punished for it by being fired. A collection of moon photos from Dr. Johnson, who refused to destroy photos of ruins on the moon, can be seen at Apollo Mission Slides, Ken Johnston Senior Collection, free download, borrow, and streaming, Internet Archive. There are more UAP events happening than ever. To me, this is an indication of even more interest in UAPs. I know many people who never would have been interested in UAPs years ago, but today are doing everything they can to get more info.